I'm Tom Hall. Thanks to everybody who has pledged in our spring membership campaign. We really appreciate it. And now it's time for the segment that we call What You Got Cooking.
Say hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
And as always, when we think about what we might cook, we turn to our resident foodie, Sasha Wohlhandler. Sasha and her husband, Steve Susser, run Sasha's 527 Restaurant and Catering on Charles Street in Baltimore. Hey, Sasha, how you doing?
Great, Tom. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks. So two sure signs of spring. One, the farmer's market really now have their stuff starting to come in. Lots of strawberries, lots of asparagus was there last Sunday. Lots of fun, as always. And, of course, tomorrow, the big race, the Preakness. So a lot of folks are going to be having Preakness parties, and you can do a lot of stuff for your Preakness party. It comes straight from local farms.
Talk about farm-to-table. Baltimore is the new Brooklyn, is what I want to say. We are becoming so artisanal here. And it would be great to go to the farmer's market and pick things up. I think it's so exciting. Let's start with the pickle man. Oh, my God. First of all, Tom, he is so cute. And his
I do like that guy. I mean, not just for his cuteness, but those pickles are terrific.
And I think his website, folks, which we'll put up on the calendar there, is gogreenpicklesorsomething.com. I don't have it with me. But his pickles are extraordinary. Pick out two or three types. He has wasabi, Old Bay. He's got kosher ones, half kosher ones. He's got a sushi pickle and a sweet wasabi pickle chip. And if that's not enough, you can go on and get some of his olives there. Did you see some of those olives?
Yeah, they're beautiful. And I don't even like olives, but they're great to look
at. He stuffs them with almonds. He stuffs them with garlic. He stuffs them with chili. So that would be a great little centerpiece. Can you feel the beer going down? I mean, really, that's going to get the juices flowing. But let's move on to those other cute guys at the hummus place.
I love that guy, the Wild Pea Hummus Company. They have hummus of all sorts of different combinations and stuff. You can buy them in some of the supermarkets. I know Whole Foods carries them, but the farmers markets have them all the time. And there's really some really inventive, imaginative twists on hummus.
They are fabulous. And what a taste bolt we get here. You can pick two or three of their hummuses, and Tom just mentioned, make your own pita chips. I want you to do something, folks. Take the pita bread, cut it into little triangles, brush with a combination of melted butter, olive oil, salt, thyme, garlic powder, basil, and oregano in the oven for 5 to 8 minutes. And you can do this with any of the, use that same mixture on any of the artisanal breads that are in the market as well to make your little toast chips. But the pitas would be great with the hummus. And they give a bunch of recipes when you go there. But I thought what would be great for the party was a Greek pizza, to take one of those pizza crusts, put some hummus on it, put some tomatoes on top of it. Again, put your garlic and your thyme and your oregano. Then put it in the oven with mozzarella and fresh feta. And when it comes out, add some chopped onions and chopped cucumbers. How delicious would that
sounds
be?
Sounds fantastic. My favorite one that he makes is this mango curry hummus. It's just fantastic.
I think he great says stuff. To put that on salmon and put it in the oven. Yeah. So, folks, definitely stop there. But as I was strolling through the market, the veggies are just, as you said earlier, beginning to make their statement. The asparagus were standing tall. Were they not gorgeous? The ones I saw were from the Hill Forest Farm in Kingsville, Maryland. They just looked like little soldiers standing up there. They were so beautiful. Folks, you can steam them, you can roast them, you can saute them with a little butter and garlic and a squeeze of fresh lemon, steam them till they just kind of bend over a tiny bit that they're still firm, serve them with a dip, or roast them in the oven for 10 minutes, you know.
Yeah, at about 400, you know, you don't need it too long.
With some oil and salt, you will not have anything better. And that screams Maryland.
On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. We're talking to Sasha Wohlhandler about making Preakness party stuff for tomorrow's big race, all from local farms here in Maryland. We've been Sasha and I usually go to the farmer's market under the expressway on Sundays, but of course there's that big one in Waverly, which is tomorrow.
And then the goat cheese guy, he is fabulous. He's from Capricorn Farms near Frederick. He makes wonderful goat cheese. It's really lightly flavored. He had the plain goat cheese, and he had a garlic one. I think he had another one there. They're really delicious. Now, if you saw your whole big platter of asparagus and then the carrots around it, you could put a mound of that goat cheese in the middle, which would look just wonderful. And then I'm moving on in our Preakness party. What would a Preakness party be without a deviled egg? But you got to get your eggs for the South Mountain Creamery in Middletown, Maryland.
And you're going to have to sell me on deviled eggs because I'm not a big egg fan.
Oh.
But, you know, a real key to a good deviled egg is you got to get really good fresh eggs.
Get them from the South Mountain Creamery in Middletown, Maryland. The woman there is wonderful. They deliver milk in the glass bottles just like the old days. I mean, I don't remember them. I'm too young, Tom, but maybe you do. But if your deviled eggs, boil them hard. Take out the yolk, mash it up with some mayonnaise and curry powder and a dollop of chutney on top. I think even you would eat it, Tom. Or alternatively, take it, mash it up with some mayonnaise and horseradish and put a little bit of bacon on top. Delicious. Mm. Or thirdly, folks, you can mash it up with mayonnaise and dill and top it with a shard of smoked salmon. Think of a gorgeous platter. That would be divine. Now I've moved on from my beer earlier to a Black-Eyed Susan cocktail. The party's getting better and better.
Indeed. You may have me sold on the deviled eggs. You know, anything that involves horseradish and bacon, sign me up.
Those folks also at the South Mountain Creamery, they've added fresh kielbasa and sausages, and they say they're really great. So grill those up and add them to your buffet table. It really would be terrific. Yeah. Speaking of proteins, I spoke with Jen Paul at the Paul Pork Farm. What a great lady she is. She has engendered all of those ideas of how to raise pigs in a germane, healthy way.
A humane way, yeah.
Humane way.
She's very nice. And she also, they have the different cuts, you know, all right there for you. So you can get them. You can get pork loins. You can get chops. You can get all
these. So what a great centerpiece to buy a pork loin that morning. Roll it in some mustard and fresh herbs, throw it in the oven for 2 hours or so till it reaches 165, let it rest, and then slice it into thin slices. What a great centerpiece for your whole buffet.
Indeed. It's good stuff. Good stuff. Now, of course, Joe Bartenfelder and his family have been farming for six generations. We talked to them about a year ago when you and I visited the farmers market together. There are some folks downtown under the expressway, guys like Tommy McCarthy, who has the beans, and Jim Bogarty, who has the green beans. But the Bartenfelder family have been in the farming business for generations. They have some great stuff, in particular, the strawberries.
Last Sunday,
the strawberries. If they're as good next, you know, in tomorrow and Sunday as they were last week, it's going to be incredible.
As I walked around, it was like I came up to the sunrise. There were this big 8-foot table laden with beautiful boxes of ruby red strawberries. I thought, okay, finally we are here. They were just gorgeous. Now, I want you to buy those strawberries, but I want you to run back to Dimitri's Olive Oil Place and buy some white balsamic vinegar. It is an elixir that is incredible. Macerate those berries in the balsamic vinegar. It is fantastic. The Dimitri's oils and vinegars are really something to behold and really take artisanal cookery to a new level. However, if that's not your thing, run back to the South Martin Creamery and get some whipping cream. Whip it up with some vanilla and sugar and a touch of brandy. Put all those strawberries around it, and you have the Preakness party going. Let the horses fly, Tom. Lift your glass of champagne and honor Maryland and Preakness and the farmers who work the land for the fabulous yields.
Indeed.
Cheers.
Indeed.
Great ideas here. We'll post the
good
menu
stuff
for your party. It can be Preakness, it can be graduation, it can be whatever, but use your artisanal farmers at the market and have a great weekend, folks.
Indeed. Happy Preakness, Sasha. Thanks
Happy
so much.
Happy Preakness,
Tom. Sasha Woolhandler and her husband, Steve Sisser, own Sasha's 527 Restaurant and Catering on Charles Street in Baltimore. We've got some menu ideas for your Preakness party on our website. Come to wipr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. You're listening to Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast on your public radio, 88.1 WIPR. We're here for you, and we're here because of your support. Thanks to everybody who's pledged so far in our spring membership campaign. If you'd like to become a member or to renew your membership to WIPR, it couldn't be easier, and we couldn't be more grateful. Here's Nathan and Sheila to tell you how.